I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Sex Science Sunday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Last year, we talked about the Consumer Electronics Show held every year in January. That was a year where they embarrassed themselves because they presented a CES Innovation Award to the Laura DiCarla for their Ose robotic massager. And they got the award ahead of the conference, and then at the conference they revoked it because they said that sex toys weren't allowed. But then people kind of pointed out to them, well, sex toys and things for men are allowed, but this one is for women. Having been involved in the tech industry quite a bit and gone to a lot of CES shows, sexism is a big deal in the world of tech. It's a super big problem. It's an embarrassing problem. And CES has sort of been ground zero for this, where a lot of people kind of see it come out into the open. It's mostly men there. And it's not really a safe, friendly environment for women in general. They were very slow to adopt any kind of conduct and anti-sexual harassment rules. CES has always been way behind the curve, and one of those areas where they've been way behind the curve is in the number of women speakers, keynote speakers, important women in the industry. And yes, there are important women in the industry. There's plenty of them. There was a hugely critical response to their taking back the award. So in May, they gave Laura DiCarla their award back. But what they didn't want to discuss at all was what kind of changes they were going to make at this year's conference. Could they maybe fix things so they wouldn't have another huge controversy again? And hands down, it was very, very clear that what they were doing was very sexist. It has been the go-to move of CES for as long as I have been attending their shows. This year, they took a different tack, and they decided that maybe they shouldn't ban sex toys for women. It was always stupidly random. And the only thing that seemed clear was that they were far more offended by toys that were designed to enhance women's pleasure without requiring a man. That's what seemed to be offensive to them. That purpose they considered obscene and offensive. They decided that that boneheaded move may have not been really, really smart. So this year they decided to allow sex toys on the show floor, where they sort of randomly banned them before. And of course, they have special rules. Now, keep in mind that CES and what is now known as the Adult Entertainment Expo, that was part of CES originally. At the official CES show, they had a special section, not just for sex toys, but for porn in general. Now, that became a separate show, which is run by kind of the industry trade publication Adult Video News. It's the de facto major show in the adult entertainment industry for the business side of things, and is where we'll be going in about a little more than a week. So here are the rules. Products may not be displayed using humans, robots, mannequins, dolls, or other anatomically correct devices. Well, mannequins aren't usually anatomically correct. Technically speaking, human beings aren't always anatomically correct. We have the technology to change things now. Those gigantic breasts are by no stretch of the imagination anatomically correct. Booth giveaways should not resemble human genitalia. Exhibitor signage and graphics should not include any content that depicts or describes actual or simulated sexual acts, nor should it include any pictures or renderings of genitalia. So, you're getting the message here. Genitalia bad, even though we're talking about products for genitalia. Next rule, tasteful product images must be used on signage, and CES reserves the right to ban overt anatomical product images, or really anything at random that they want to ban, they can just do. TVs, monitors, displays may be used for tasteful product promotion, but may not be used for moving images of the product. In other words, if you've got a product that we now shoot videos when we go to the AVN Adult Entertainment Expo, and we just did the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo. There are toys that move in really interesting ways, and you want to be able to show that off. You can't do that, not at CES anyway. And then booth personnel must stay within the perimeter of the booth. I am assuming that's because if you have something to do with anything sexual, you might have cooties. Not really following that. Personnel will not use overt sexual or lewd language and or slang to attract attendees into the exhibitor's booth. Okay, maybe I'll go with the last one there. And you can go to our Sex and Review site if you want to know what was shown at CES. So, a little tiny progress forward, and then they picked up a gun and shot themselves in the face, metaphorically speaking. That takes us back to the huge problem they've had with having women speakers. You want CEOs from tech companies. And gosh, the CEO of Laura DiCarlo could have given a great keynote address on censorship and technology. That would have been awesome. Instead, they decided to go in the most offensive direction they possibly could, maybe other than having a porn star still would have been better. They decided, instead of having a CEO, a woman who was an expert in her field, knew a lot about technology, instead, who did they invite? The daughter of the President of the United States, Ivanka Trump. A woman with no background or experience whatsoever in tech. And a woman who, in general, infuriates a lot of women because she's a blithering idiot, privileged princess, whose ideas are incredibly stupid. She talks about wanting to help women. She hasn't a clue. She's never had to do anything in her whole life. Daddy throws money at her to start her fashion businesses, which apparently thrived because they stole designs from other companies. She has no involvement with tech, and she is not even respected in the world of business. She's a joke. And I think providing leave for both men and women when they have a child is important to our civilization. We need people to be able to have children so that we have further generations. Really, really important. Her solution to that problem? Well, give women money now, but take it from their Social Security later. That's insane. That's not just insane, that's also unbelievably stupid, doesn't solve the problem. And like me, a lot of women in tech think that Ivanka Trump is a privileged idiot. It may not surprise you to know that a lot of women in tech were hugely insulted, and there was a gigantic backlash. The women were already angry. Keep this in mind, in 2007, there was not a single female keynote speaker scheduled. And that was the second year in a row when they did that. Investor Elizabeth Fullerton, who's involved with the Women Who Tech group on Facebook, wrote, "This is an insult to women in technology. We did hard times in university, engineering, math, and applied sciences. This is what extreme privilege and entitlement get you. It's not what you know, it's who you know, I guess." And then Brianna Wu was a video game developer. She wrote, Ivanka is not a woman in tech. She's not even a CEO. She has no background. It's a lazy attempt to emulate diversity, but like all emulation, it's not quite the real thing. Now, CES tried to defend itself. They said that she leads the White House's efforts on job creation and economic growth through workforce development, skills training, and entrepreneurship. Well, yes, she does. She has no training, qualifications, or reason to be doing that, and she has absolutely zero in the way of accomplishments. I mean, real ones beyond the ones they just make up that never happened or were things that would have happened otherwise. So, fuck you, CES, you're full of shit on that one. Yes, they've had politicians speak before at CES, but it's a keynote speaker, and this is as a result of saying, well, we don't have enough women, so here we're going to have one. She's not even a politician. She is someone who got her job for the sole reason that her father's president. Otherwise, without her daddy's money and support, we wouldn't even know who she was. Now, she did say she was a big supporter of innovation. Not sure how many people would come out and do a speech on how much they hate innovation, so I don't know if that's a big deal, but yeah. I mean, her father has done a lot of innovative things. Rewritten the Constitution at his own whim. Innovated with the Justice Department by turning it into his own personal law firm. Innovated housing by putting kids in cages. So yeah, she's been involved with a lot of innovation. But since she doesn't know squat about tech, she was there to pump up her father. One of the most anti-women presidents, maybe the most anti-woman president in my lifetime. And yeah, she threw around a few buzzwords that I'm sure she doesn't really understand. And then here's an unbelievable bit of stupidity. She said that a four-year college isn't for everyone and that they want to celebrate the other pathways that exist, and we're going to launch this massive campaign that celebrates other pathways that don't require four-year college. And yes, in tech, maybe if you're an entrepreneur, but if you don't have a degree, you better be a damn good coder. And even that, mostly people in tech have pretty solid degrees. So CES, once again, you suck harder than a suction-based fiber.